that's the key difference. Morning, everybody. This is Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon with my lovely sidekick, Todd, the radio god.
You know what's not going to be on my mind very soon?
What?
Hair.
Hair, that's right. we might as well set this up. We're waiting for Congressman Kramer to join us. We kind of got our Apple upset cart thing going on today because normally we'd be taking open lines through the first half hour, but because of a vote, Congressman Kramer is going to join us in the first half hour, or so we hope. And but until he gets on the line, we might as well talk about the big event today. The big event today is the folks from St. Baldrick's, Mary Miller, with Basin Electric, who is one of the architects of the St. Baldrick's fundraising for cancer research here in the great city of Bismarck, North Dakota, is going to be in talking about this. And as part of that, Todd, the radio god, has agreed to be shorn. We are going to give him. We are going to give him the full St. Baldrick's.
What I didn't realize is that it was actually named after our very own Rick Anthony, St. Bald Rick.
Right.
And I did not realize
that. I did not know that. That you learned something. I didn't know he was Irish, as a matter of fact.
So. Well, only at least St. Patrick's Day we all are. So.
Well, and actually in my case, being half Irish myself and born on St. Patty's Day, I get to wear the full green Monty on that day.
Now, are you Irish Catholic or Irish Protestant?
Irish Catholic.
Okay. Then green is the correct color. I didn't realize until I had Walt Bailey on from the Bismarck Historical Society on the K-Fire Cafe here on K-Fire 550 that orange is the color of Irish Protestants. I'm Lutheran, therefore I've been wearing the wrong color every St. Patrick's Day for the last 49 years.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. On St. Patty's Day, even the Protestants are green with envy.
It's obviously no big deal to drink orange beer because many beers are about that color.
And by the way, for the record, I'm not a big fan of green beer. It seems like it always flattens it out. Beer is beer. You just got to leave it alone. You can't be mucking it up with food coloring. So the reason I bring this up, though, because Mary's going to join us in the second half of this hour, about 9:30, 9:35, right in there. And, of course, as part of that, we're going to give Todd the full shaved head look. I did this a couple of years ago. It's not that bad. But if people want to donate to St. Baldrick's in honor of your shaving, they can go to the K-Fire website or to the What's On Your Mind radio.com website. And there's a link right there. You can go. It'll take you right to Todd's fundraising page. And Todd, I'm here to tell you today.
Tell me.
In honor of this, I am going to put $100 down.
Well, nice.
On your if you were willing to do, you know, I did this a couple of years ago, and I discovered that, as you can see, I've kept it kind of short ever since then. But
have you had a haircut since then, or is that 2 year growth I'm looking at here?
Well, no, I had a little more hair up front 2 years ago. Hey, we got Kevin on the line. We'll come back and talk more about St. Baldrick's later. But Congressman Kevin Kramer, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on the show, even if it is. Soon. we're going to go to the floor here a little bit and hopefully pass the repeal of the sustainable growth rate, which everybody's immensely interested in.
Well, obviously, and I had heard that you had a change in timing today, so we realize your time is short today. But I did want to have a few minutes with you as you're part of your radio town hall meetings that you're doing. So what's the hot topic of the day in D.C.?
Well, you know, I think the hottest topic for me in D.C., it may not be for everybody in D.C., but for North Dakotans, is the fact that yesterday that the Senate passed the House bill on flood insurance reform, which was very, very important to North Dakotans, especially in certain parts of our state, not the least of which, of course, is the Fargo area. And the Hovind Heitkamp Kramer basement exemption passed as part of that, and it's complicated stuff. But people might recall that after Biggert Waters, which was reform of FEMA and flood insurance, there was a very unintended consequence that caused people's insurance premiums to skyrocket as much as 1,000%. And obviously, we didn't expect a 1 year 1,000% increase in insurance rates, so we had to go back and sort of fix that, if you will, and put more modest increases or, you know, rules that allow for more modest increases, with the goal, and it's a noble goal, being to get the National Flood Insurance Program to a more actuarially sound, what has to become ultimately actuarially sound. And so the reforms we put in place that allow for more modest increases, put a cap on the premiums as a percentage of the value of the home, the basement exemption, as I said earlier, that if you have a flood-proof basement, that doesn't count against you in terms of setting the rates or even the qualification or requirement for insurance. So it's reforms that make a huge difference. Of construction of new homes and the saleability of existing homes, and of course, just the premiums people pay for especially their primary home.
Well, no question that's a big deal. And while it's a big deal in Fargo, there's a number of communities here, Bismarck and Minot, for example.
Bismarck and Minot, huge, absolutely.
And we all want the flood insurance program to get on its own feet. I mean, that was the original intent of this. But, yeah, I mean, it was a bit shocking and creating quite an outcry from people that were anticipating a dramatic increase in their flood insurance. And so I think this was good that we were able to that you guys were able to get this through and in an election year and also at a time when we're looking for ways to kind of rein it in. And yet you haven't totally unbundled the concept, unlike some of the fixes the president's put in on the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
This is not one that's just going to undo anything that was done. This is just going to phase it in so that eventually we get to the ultimate goal, right?
It's a very good point, Pat, because you're exactly right that we – you know, there was a four-year delay bill, and that it actually passed the Senate, and I would gladly have supported that as well. But I think when we rolled up our sleeves and we actually delayed the bill a couple times for this very purpose, to roll up our sleeves and go to work on saying, you know what, rather than kicking the can down the road and having a worse cliff 4 years from now, because what's happened is right now the flood insurance program owes the government about $24 billion, and in 4 years that would have been like $26.5 billion, which would have meant the cliff is steeper. And by the way, we could learn a lesson from this about some of the other entitlement programs that are facing the exact same scenario. The earlier you deal with the problem, the less painful the solution will be. And so I really applaud, and by the way, Pat, this was a very bipartisan effort. We had Maxine Waters, who was really, you know, as we know, is not a conservative or even a moderate from California, a very liberal member. And then we had very conservative members from Louisiana because they've experienced a lot of problems with hurricanes and whatnot. So we had a lot of people working together. The fact that it passed the House and the Senate, the president is expected to sign it into law. It's one more of those little, not so little victories that eluded us a lot last year, but we're starting to see more of this year.
Well, and of course, the biggest one of that was the Farm Bill and getting that put in. I mean, that's been something in the works for some time, and I know that you had a big role to play in the House. I've read repeatedly over the course of time how you were instrumental in getting the majority leader in the House to side on this and to actually vote for it, which is shocking because I don't think Boehner had ever voted for a farm bill.
Well,
before,
a number of members had never voted for one. Probably my biggest challenge was Paul Ryan, and yet, you know, we all learn as we go, of course. But the thing about a two-pad is like this flood insurance program. It's not everything everybody wants, but when you start making incremental changes in the right direction and you start chipping away at deficits and you know, before long, you help the economy, you help the spending side of the formula, and, you know, one of these days we'll get to balance.
Well, to speak of that, and you brought up entitlements before, you know, that is something, and again, it seems like the elections get in the way of doing anything meaningful, but if we're ever going to get our deficit under control, and granted, it's down to, I think the estimate for this year is $459 billion,
right,
down $1 trillion, but of course, the third largest, I mean, prior to the Obama administration anyway, one of the highest deficits, probably the second highest deficit in modern history. But, you know, if we're ever going to get our hands around this, we've got to do something on the entitlement side. Is there any hope that we're going to do anything this year in entitlement reform?
I doubt bit of mandatory spending reform that we were able to get done, we got done in the original budget deal. But when it comes to the big obvious ones, it doesn't seem like there's much appetite for it, at least not this year. And maybe we can get after it early next year. But you're right, elections get in the way. Having said that, however, there are a group of, you know, there's a group of senators and House members, and I'm a part of it. They're called problem solvers. And we had a pretty good meeting last night. Bill Gates actually was there and spoke to the group where we talked about things. And it's nice to have somebody like an outsider like Bill Gates come in and say, no, you do have to deal with
it. Kevin, we're going to have a good job. We'll be back with Kevin Cramer in just a minute.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Congressman, I apologize. We had to cut you off there. Nothing like a hard break to raise havoc with the middle of a conversation. I know we're going to lose you here shortly, and I appreciate you hanging around. I'd like you to finish the thought. We were talking before the break about how there's a group of senators and congressmen who have come together called problem solvers.
Right.
What are some of the things that you guys are addressing through this this next few months?
Well, and it's really more of a long-term vision sort of group. So we're talking about things. Example, like, exactly like entitlement reform. And you need each other. You need both parties at the table because you need that political balance and the political cover, quite frankly, of both sides trying to do the right thing. And that first thing you have to do is acknowledge there's a problem. And as bagging Medicare and Social Security is the easiest trick in the book in politics. And that said, it's grossly irresponsible because every year we get closer to the insolvency of the program, the more dramatic and more harmful the fix will have to be. And none of us are talking about fixes that would impact current seniors or even soon to be seniors. We're talking about fixes well out into the future, 20 years out or more, that keep the program solvent. And they're not dramatic fixes. Again, they as long as we take care of it now. So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about, Pat, the politically sensitive things, but also, you know, long-term job growth. Certainly the debt is a major topic that we talked about, how we're going to get our arms around that. That brings us right back to the entitlement reforms. So, it's actually a group that's formed. It's sort of headed by what's called No Labels. And so former Governor Huntsman, who's a Republican, as you know, and was a presidential candidate, and then Senator Joe Manchin, they're sort of the heads from representing the two parties of No Labels. And then from that comes the problem solvers, which are the members of the House and Senate. There are over 100 of us that get together.
Yeah, I have to laugh. I've often thought that in any other state, Manchin might be a pretty good candidate for a Republican senator. But yeah, he does a pretty good job in that regard. It's I think he's a little more reasonable than most folks from that side of the aisle in the Senate. And that's saying a lot when you're talking about the Harry Reid wing of the Democrat Party. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the two big forces to get the deficit under control is going to be both the entitlements, because we've done a lot to the predictable spending, but the other part of this is getting our economy going. I mean, we hear a lot from this administration on jobs, but the truth is they pretty much take whatever they do and try to explain it away by some sort of impact on jobs, when in fact most of what they're trying to do is actually counter to that.
Almost every time, Pat. It's very, very frustrating. I walked by a member's office yesterday, actually, that had, you know, has a running total, and this is a Democrat member, says, so however many days since, with no jobs bill. I'm like, we pass jobs bills every day around here. You know, they're called things like the Keystone Pipeline, which is now on day 2002 of review with over 22,000 pages of impact study and still no bill. And things like the RAINS Act that's aimed at reining in, regulation and those are the things that can spur our economy. I just had a meeting this morning with a big manufacturing firm that came to my office to meet this early this morning, and all they need is regulatory certainty, and they'll be creating lots of jobs, dollars of payroll, and trillions of dollars perhaps in the long run of product. That really is the truth. With this president, and I don't think he has any evil intent at all. I just think he just doesn't understand business. He doesn't understand jobs creation, small business, what spurs small business. I mean, the Affordable Care Act's the best example. I have never participated in it, but they have created this perverse incentive for people to hire no more than 49 full-time employees, and then all the rest have to have 29 hours of work or less to avoid the penalties of Obamacare. So, create a growing economy. But I'm with you, Pat. I think our economy has the capacity to do tons of good if we just unleash it. And we haven't done that in a very long time.
Well, and energy is the number one way we can do this. I was in D.C. here not long ago to attend a symposium on that. And I mean, we look at just if we just unshackle the energy industry. But instead, you know, and granted, private industry and private lands have really played a role in driving energy development in this country. But the truth is that the federal government has not been a willing participant. They talk the game, but they don't act the game. And we can get into the politics and all those kinds of things. Sure. But I mean, the one thing that everybody agrees on, we got to get jobs going, and yet we refuse to do the things that really will move the needle forward, unless it fits some other agenda item. Like, you know, it's great. We'll create all these green jobs, but of course we're going to interfere with the ability to use traditional energy to help create that job and make us competitive in a world and global climate and or a world and global economy. And so, you know, it's got to fit some other agenda item. I mean, remember the Affordable Care Act was going to create jobs and
it was going to create jobs. It's going to lose 2 million that we know of. It was going to bring down healthcare costs. It's added $2,500 a year to a family's healthcare costs. It was going to enhance access, and instead, everybody's, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people are losing access to the doctor that they want. It has done everything's been exactly the opposite of what it was promised to do.
Predictable. So how do we start to move the needle the other way to get, especially the Affordable Care Act, and don't get me started on that, but, you know, I had a 31% increase this year in our premiums because of the Affordable Care Act. So my question to you is obviously a wholesale repeal with this Congress and this president is probably unlikely.
Right.
Well, how do we start to incrementally pull back some of those most onerous? I know that there's a number of things on the docket, and so where do we begin, and what can actually work as opposed to just pass the House and sit dead elsewhere?
Sure. Well, you know, we actually in the House have passed even some slight amendments, all of which have been rejected by the Senate, to try and make it better. And I have a lot of, you know, of my conservative brethren who get angry with me every time I do something that helps the Affordable Care Act look better. But I always say my job isn't to come here and destroy the president. My job is to come here and protect North Dakotans from him. And so we've done a few things, but how you move that needle is just, I hate to say it, Pat, but first thing we have to do is have a new election with some different results, and then perhaps they'll get it. You know, this House race, this special election down in Florida was huge in terms of the debate on the Affordable Care Act, because it was a special election in a Democrat district with a Democrat front runner that had three times as much money as the Republican, and the whole debate over 8 weeks was about Obamacare. The Democrats said we need to keep it. The Republicans said we need to repeal it. The Republican won against all odds. And so, you know, I think elections, and I don't just mean changing the elections. I mean people becoming more reasonable as a result of elections. That's what they're all about. So there's
push both sides to engage. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Congressman, right. I want to thank you. I know you got a busy morning, got some votes to take.
We're going to go past the doc fix now so that our doctors can get appropriate reimbursement from Medicare.
Hey, good. Go for it. Appreciate it, and thank you for spending time with us this morning. You've been listening to Congressman Kevin Cramer, and this is What's on Your Mind. We're going to be back with the Basin folks in a little shorter haircut in a minute.
Straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind? You're listening to Todd the Radio God, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hannon today. I've been looking forward to this like all week. Mike and I had breakfast the other day and kind of came up with this brainstorm that we should have these guys on to talk about their fundraising efforts for St. Baldrick's. And then Todd threw a little interesting twist into this. So this should be a fun segment. What I'm talking about is the folks from from Basin Electric. We have Mike Eagle and Mary Miller with us from Basin Electric, who have been one of the founding members and really the organizers of the St. Baldrick's event here in Bismarck. Guys, why don't you tell me a little bit about the event and the charity, and give us a little background before we get into the nitty-gritty of shaving Todd.
Well, that's the highlight, though, shaving Todd. That's what we're aiming for. That got me going right away. Well, St. Baldrick's is the largest fundraiser for children's cancer research in the country. They've raised over $130 million towards children's cancer research, and Basin Electric got involved in this event about 7 years ago. And it's just been great. The community support has been fantastic. All the groups that have stepped up to help. MDU has been out of this world in terms of fundraising. Academy and Jackson, NISC. The event is at the Y at 1:30 today. So the Y has been, through the Strong Kids campaign, a really great supporter. So it's all about raising money for children's cancer. And we just can't be happier about the way everybody stepped up to support it.
And, of course, for those that don't know much about St. Baldrick's, in order to raise money, what they do is they convince people to shave their head. I understand that you'll be a victim later today, and then, of course, Todd during the show here. And I should remind people, if you want to contribute, Todd is raising money online. You can go to the KFIRE website or whatsonyourmindradio.com, and there's a link to the St. Baldrick's site where you actually can donate in Todd's name. Again, that's the KFIRE website or whatsonyourmind.radio.com.
Doing one last before selfie.
Are you doing a selfie right now?
Because, you know, this is the before. Well, let me take the headphones off. This is the last before shot. This is back when Todd had hair. Because pretty soon, I won't.
Well,
just remember, bald is beautiful. That's what we say.
Yeah. That is, of course, having hair is relative. Todd is kind of ignoring the fact that this has actually been happening over the course of time to him. This will just be the culmination of the hair loss affair for him. How long has Basin been involved in putting this program together?
This is the seventh year. And it started with, at the time, we thought it was a lofty goal, but looking back, it's really a modest goal. Ted Cash and Emily McKay, who worked at Basin, brought the idea up to us, and Mike said, okay, you know, we did the research. We thought it was a great organization. And he said, if you're going to do this, make it a success. I want 5 heads shaved, and I want to raise $10,000. What happened after that was something that no one expected. It took off, it exploded, and in 6 years, we've raised more than $1 million alone with our campaign, and we've shaved thousands of heads. And so this is the seventh year, and this is a pretty significant year because in St. Baldrick's, when you shave seven consecutive years, you are knighted. So today at the YMCA, kicking off the event, we're having a knighting of the bald table ceremony. And Mike is going to be one of just a handful of folks who will be knighted, and our honoree kids will be joining them on stage. There'll be 12 of them on stage, and they'll be knighting them.
Well, I should point out that for Mike, having had his head shaved 6 years ago was actually an improvement. So for some people, it is a step in the right direction. There's no question of that.
And
so,
it means less and less to me every year.
It just means less and less to cut every exactly. year. That's really the deal. No, I have to tell you, it's been amazing to watch this. And the fact that you've eclipsed $1 million in your effort. First of all, congratulations to you guys. It's crazy good that you got behind it. And obviously, like everything Basin does, it's full tilt, right up to the, you know, right up to the max. And now, of course, you know, Mike and I were talking the other day how you've let other organizations get involved, and obviously you did it for the right reasons, and the power of it, not only of a good idea, but your enthusiasm clearly has carried through to some of the other activities. I mean, you look at all the players involved now. What did you raise last year?
We raised more than $333,000 last year, and every year we raise more than the last. And last year we just blew it out. I mean, we eclipsed the previous year by over 100,000. So we're really eager to see what happens this year. But you mentioned the partners, and you're absolutely right. St. Baldrick's has grown because of those other organizations who have stepped up and wanted to take ownership of this as well. And truly, our goal is to raise as much money as we can for St. Baldrick's, and we're actually seeing the impact of those dollars hit home.
I was going to ask about that. You know, oftentimes people say, well, okay, that's great. This is all going to a national organization. And it does good work. I mean, there's no question that St. Baldrick's is one of those charities that have been thoroughly vetted, and a big chunk of what they raise actually makes it all the way through into the research and of children's cancer. But it's not just a national effort. You're starting to see some of that now impact even here back in our part of the world.
So one of the things that happened the last couple of years is that Sanford Health really stepped up in a significant way. When we started this effort, we were also partnering with them on Amber's Dream. And Amber DeRoche was a young girl who lost her fight to cancer. And her grandfather wanted to fulfill her vision of seeing how the children's hospital could be improved. And so now we stepped forward with a gift. St. Baldrick's has helped out in that process and also moved forward with a grant to Sanford. So this stuff does come back locally to help improve the lives of children in the community as well. And that's a really important factor for us, is that you have that local connection.
And Mike mentioned Amber. Another example, too, of it hitting home is that one of Amber's physicians actually received a St. Baldrick's fellowship to study the type of cancer that Amber had.
So you feel like making any predictions about how much you're going to raise this year? So you got any number you want to throw out there? You know, we're kind
of... Well, you know, the prediction always hinges on just how much I can get you to kick in. So that's usually the biggest factor by far. We should mention that Pat himself has been shavy in the past, yeah. And he's sporting that good look now.
So. Yeah, I never actually got rid of it. I kind of liked it. You know, for those of you that haven't tried it, you know, bald is beautiful, but also bald's so much simpler.
Bald is simple. It packs down to the amount of time you got to spend with a blow dryer the morning and stuff like that. I mean, it pretty much dries right away, right?
Right, absolutely. I was talking to Tiffany before you guys got here, and I asked her if she was going to have her head shaved, and she laughed and she said, "I wish." And of course, she's got those long red locks.
That. Are you kidding?
Well,
you
know, any woman though will tell you, or at least they've told me that long hair is, you know, wonderful, except it's a real pain to take care of. So, I'm all about unisex haircuts. I think we go right for that. Mary, are you up for that?
Well,
I think that's an excellent question.
You almost had me sold with that easy factor. But actually, we do have another opportunity for people wanting to get involved. You know, there's so many ways to be involved, whether it's through donations, volunteering your time, or shaving your head. But people with long hair, and maybe they're not ready to shave, but they do have 8 to 10 inches of hair, that they'd like to donate, they can go online, sign up for St. Baldrick's, raise money for St. Baldrick's, and at the same time, cut that hair and then donate that hair to Locks of Love or Pantene's Beautiful Lengths. So we have a lot of women that do that. We've had some men do it as well.
So I should point out, so Dr. Seibel was one of the women this year who shaved their head. And Dr. Seibel, you know, works with a lot of these children at Sanford. And that's a level of commitment. As you know, Pat, I am merciless in pushing men to do this. But I never push, you know, women, because that's a more significant commitment than you and I bring to the table. But there are women who step up and do this as well. And Dr. Seibel was one of them. So I always feel like, you know, that she does that commitment to caring every day in her work because she sees these children. But also, you know, to do that as a fundraising effort was really something. And that happens all the time.
Well, and I have to tell you that that's a great bridge, because I want to get back to the fact that obviously what everybody's doing this for is to raise money for St. Baldrick's. And obviously Todd has stepped up to the plate today too. Those luscious locks are going to go away right after the break. We're going to shave him down. But again, I want to remind people, if you want to put some money into the kitty on this deal, by the way, and Mike's right, he's ruthless at pursuing me for money, but I have seeded the effort by putting $100 on the line for Todd, the radio god, to shave his head. So we have a little match money to start this thing off. So it's important for people to step up. You can go to the KFYR.com website or whatsonyourmindradio.com. Both of them have a link to the St. Baldrick's page where Todd's got an account. It's all, we'll know exactly how much Todd, the radio god. We're going to find out how much people really love you, Todd. Are they willing to pony up?
Hopefully it's much.
I was going to say, are they willing? Your vast audience here.
You can call my hero luscious.
The problem is that the show only has three listeners. So there's only three people listening, especially today, I might add, since I'm the guest.
There's four because you're listening and Scott's still listening.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's actually four today.
Oh, good. I won't have to ask. Worry about being asked back now that Scott heard me say that out loud. So.
Well, just to make that match clear, since if Pat, you can step up with $100. I have to match that as well, so I'll put in $100.
Oh, we're getting there. Ooh. We are on the road, baby. We're going to get there.
Thank you.
We've got about we got about 2 minutes left here before the break. And Tiffany, if you want to get ready, right after the break, we're going to. In fact, if you want to make a couple of razor noises in the background, that just kind of put fear and loathing into our
Did
friend
you remember,
Todd.
Remember to bring your loudest razor for radio effects here.
In the shout out to Identity Salon, Tiffany joins us from Identity, and Identity is sending a whole crew of folks to the YMCA today, volunteering their time and talent to shave heads. And we also have folks from Spa Day Athena who've stepped up as well. So really thankful to those salons.
Okay, let's hear that razor go.
Ooh. Pending doom.
I feel my head getting a headache here.
There you go. Yeah. By the way, did you bring a stocking cap? Because you're going to find real quickly that having a beanie is handy.
I do actually have one with me.
I was going to say you're going to want to do that. I want to. Before we hit the break, we got about a minute left here. But if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Just head to the Basin Electric website. There's a link right there to our Brave the Shave campaign, or go to stbaldricks.org and just search Bismarck and our event will pop up. And there's so many ways. Like I said, come to the event. It's today at the YMCA. Doors open at noon. We have a silent auction and a bake sale. That's another way to support, or just come and support and be there and watch the event. It's a fun event. It's a celebratory atmosphere. We've got kids there, adults, schools, organizations, activities for kids. It's really, you know, we're brought together by a very serious cause, but today is a day to celebrate all the good in this community.
Well, I want to, first of all, thank you guys for all you've done here, and to all the people that are involved in this. Right now, we're going to take a break and come back with Todd the Radio God and his close personal friend and stylist, Tiffany. And you're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back in just a minute.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This isn't going to work. You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Pat Bacon, filling in for Scott Hennon, and Todd, the Radio God, and our friends from Basin Electric and St. Baldrick's today. We're about to do the deed on Todd here. I think we've raised about $350, and hopefully your general manager is listening to this show, and I expect him to match my $100, so you get on him right away.
Well, and given that we've gotten a nice donation from one of the senior vice presidents of programming for Clear Channel, that came in last night. Thanks, Tony, for that. So, if Tony does and Jim doesn't.
Really, that just
you and I are going to have to give him endless amounts of abuse for that.
And, well, no, I'm not expecting to have to give him abuse. I'm expecting him to step up and exactly. At least put $100 in here.
I say he matches the total amount.
I'm with you. I think he should match the total amount raised. It is one of his employees doing it for the right reasons.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Before we get into the shave, though, I want to come back to something we talked about in the break, and that is that you were talking about some of the other events.
Well,
and really all the players that are stepping up to make make this happen?
There have been a number of other events, and we encourage people to, across the region, in fact, the farthest away event was in Hawaii, it was going to be in Hawaii, through one of MDU's subsidiaries, but some of the local ones, the local police and fire departments had a fundraiser on Wednesday evening, and it was really impressive. We talked a lot about how their motto, to serve and protect, goes all the way into how they work with the community and what could be better about protecting children who have been diagnosed with this terrible illness. But one of the things that was really touching that evening was a father whose son, about 2 weeks ago, had been diagnosed with leukemia, came in, and he wanted to shave his head for the cause. He'd heard about it and wanted to step up and use that event as his venue, and we had him talk briefly to the crowd, and just like that, people from the crowd started bringing forward cash straight to him, started talking about how they could help out in the process, and that's the sort of thing that happens, and it seems to happen all the time when people want to know about the need, and when they see that need, they really step forward.
Well, and all the fun aside, this is serious business. I mean, and no more serious when it affects children, and so I encourage people, whether it's part of this or to go to the St. Baldrick's and just become part of this in some way, whether you can't give a donation, volunteer, be one of the shavies, whatever. And speaking of shavies, I think it's time. Tiffany, you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Let's, this is, now, don't feel like you can, you know, that you don't have to give now that we're actually about to do this. You are more than welcome to continue to go to the KFIRE.com website or to whatsonyourmindradio.com and hit on the link. And as we're shaving, we'll take your contribution as well. So let's go ahead and get her done. Oh, there's a sound.
Oh,
yeah.
let's get as close to the microphone as we can here.
Oh, there it goes.
You know, you hear the screaming.
And I have to ask, you know, when I had this done, I had some just volunteer butcher do it. I had to, you know, actually go get it clean. He gets a professional stylist from Identity Salon.
And that's how he rolls.
Well, he's that kind of guy. He's that kind of guy. By the way, speaking of that, you were mentioning, too, in the break, shout out to the folks at Cooper Chevrolet.
Absolutely.
$25,000 yes. on theirs alone. No wonder yep. Bob shaved the mustache.
It's really incredible. You know, they stepped up last year and joined our event and made wonderful contributions and donated beanies to all the shavies. And then this year they took their commitment even further and had their own event. And I was there, and it was really an incredible event. They had more than 15 folks, women included, shaving. And Bob Cooper himself shaved his head and his mustache. And they raised more than $25,000 at that event.
He shaved his own head?
No, no.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'm not that brave. Well, I don't want my head to look like I, you know, got nicked by a snowblower or something.
It's looking good right now. You've got a little bit of the pompadour look going.
I should comment that to everybody outside of Pat, I've always made the commitment that no blood will be drawn. But, you know, Pat, we figured we'd just auction that off and see who could do their worst.
Yeah. Yeah, they use professionals now. In those days, I could have probably done it myself, but the truth is that I discovered quickly that I do not have a head for baldness, but a little hair is, you know, the perfect.
Good.
Yeah, it's a well. That's the problem, is I've never left this look since that day. So.
Well, you continue to be a walking billboard for kids' cancer.
Well.
I'm not sure how to say that.
I'm not sure how to take that, actually. I thought we were friends, but apparently not.
Well, speaking of that, though, at our YMCA event today, we're going to have more than 180 people shaving their heads. And our campaign-wide, more than 300 people have signed up to brave the shave. So truly, they are heroes walking around in this community. So you're going to see a lot of bald people in Bismarck, Manan in the next few days, and they might even have buttons that say, "Ask me why I'm bald." So,
well, and I have to tell you that hopefully the weather is going to cooperate with that, because even with a beanie, it can be a little chilly.
It's a little surprising when you first get your head shaved.
That's pretty funny. I have to tell you that there, you really don't think about it until the first time you go outside, and then it's like, oh, I didn't think I had that much hair, but apparently enough to make a difference.
It's supposed to be colder tomorrow, too. It's only supposed to be like 28 or something like that. tomorrow, so it's like I'm gonna feel this tomorrow when I go outside.
So everybody,
you're looking good.
Well, you're gonna have to wear your. You will want to wear your beanie inside actually for the first couple of days because it's gonna be kind of chilly.
It's usually at this point where we say that for another $100, we'll shave the rest.
Good point.
Oh, you do have a healthy beard.
No, I was thinking just he has to pay $100 to get that little lock in front shaved off.
that I have to pay?
See, that's the shock that usually comes.
He's got kind of a Boy George look going on.
It is. Oh, my God. He's got a little lock right in front.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Well, we should give another plug.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.